This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinand Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Excuse me.
When you do, John gets choked up about it. It's okay.
Ooh,
you're good.
Hope we will leave
it's
that in.
Good. Sure.
I thought I was dead. I thought I was dead.
I saw the light.
What did I say?
I'm coming to see you, Elizabeth.
You can leave. What did you say?
I'm coming to see you, Elizabeth.
What's that?
Sanford and Sons.
Oh, okay.
This is the big one, Elizabeth.
Yeah, right. You're right. you can help us keep the show moving forward by supporting it online, sharing it with your friends and family. Leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. We're going to leave a link in the description so we can do just that. Did I do that? Maybe it's going to be about almost dying on the,
choking on live radio.
On the radio. No, this is the same. Well, first off, we need to play the theme music.
Appropriate that I referenced Sanford and Sons on the Did I Do That episode, like old sitcom.
Well, Did I Do That is Family Matters.
No, but I'm just saying like old sitcom
like
shows.
Like old sitcoms,
right.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know they're
okay,
not the same.
Okay, I'm going to turn this one over to David because this one's his.
Did he do that?
Did he do that? And spoiler alert.
Boy, howdy.
Yes, he did. You want to tell a story?
Yeah. You ever been on a train?
Yeah.
You ever been
I've never been on a train, actually. I've been on a metro.
Yeah, the little metro, but never a train.
Well, I mean, like, have you ever been on, like, what's the word? Like a little lawnmower train.
Yeah.
Like those little...
Oh, like a little kiddie ride train.
Yeah, like a little kiddie ride train.
Like the one we had here at Clearview.
Have you ever...
And continue to have.
Have you ever derailed one of those?
Well, it's not on rails, so it'd be difficult to do that.
Well, how about... What an odd question. How about, have you ever... dehitched one of those?
Personally, no.
No, I don't think
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, I've seen it happen too. I fixed it one time where someone dehitched it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they dehitched it again.
You like somehow overnight osmosed the information to become an electrician.
Well, so there was basically I messed up a train.
Yeah.
Here
yeah,
at the church.
You ruined a train.
Yeah.
That we rented.
Yeah. Yeah. Not our property.
Yeah. It wasn't ours. We rented every year. Yeah.
I was here at the church and
as were we all.
I put the hitch on.
Yeah.
I clicked the thing down. Uh-huh. I didn't pull the hitch to make sure it was secure. So the train sets off and
the back comes off.
The back comes off because. It's fine until you hit like a bump or something.
No children were in it.
No children were in it at the time.
Thankfully. Yes.
Thank goodness no children were in the train.
The hitch bumps off, runs into the back of the train, And then the wires.
You hit the brakes when it or so whoever's driving. Yeah,
just hit the brakes.
Yeah.
And the wires.
The part that doesn't have brakes still has momentum, which is how physics works. So it just slams into the part that's in front of it.
Yeah, of course.
The wires break. Making all the electrical stop. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's angry.
Everybody's upset. It's
we very quickly find out it was your fault.
Right. Yes. We go outside. John fixes.
Well, no. I look at it. Stay up all night learning how electricity works.
Right. I'm Thomas Edison.
Really, that's not an exaggeration.
I stayed up all night.
Somehow gave himself a crash course in
learning how to rewire the train.
Okay.
I got up under the train the following day.
Anyways,
wait, and was successful.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get to that.
All right, go ahead.
I'm trying to get to that.
All right, you go ahead.
John fixes the train.
Yeah,
that's my main point.
Yes,
he fixes the train. Everything
it's
is working.
Great.
It's operational.
At great personal cost.
There's a dent in the back of the train.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to someone.
We won't say who,
but it was David.
I rehitch it.
Sure.
I guess I don't pull on it again. The train takes off and it dehitches yet again and breaks the electrical.
I think I have like PTSD anger welling up in me because I'm feeling feelings that I felt back then.
I spoke harshly. I remember I spoke harshly to Rebecca
about
Dr. Stell's daughter, who was here at the time, about David. I remember that.
Yeah.
And when I say I flew off the handle, I mean I flew off. I've never in like 12 years of working here, I don't think I've ever really lost my temper. But that day, I lost my temper.
Yeah, because it was like we just
saw
got
it happen
it
outside the window.
We just got it fixed. Yes, there's some cosmetic damage. We'll handle that. But it's operational for the rest of the week at VBS.
and then the same mistake. What happened? So what ended up happening? Do we give the train back to the production company in that or the rental company in that state? Yeah. Did they fuss?
No.
They were okay?
No, they're like, oh, okay. I mean, accidents happen. It's all right.
Twice.
Which they were very gracious. They were very kind.
Is still in the train?
No.
Okay,
no,
it's so they fixed it.
Yeah, it was like plexiglass.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's been repaired.
That was a couple of years ago, but I just will never forget the first time it's like, well, this was a dumb mistake.
Yeah.
This happened.
Oh, man, I can't believe that happened. We'll fix it.
We fixed it, and it's like, wow, I can't believe. The thing is, I got such a high because I did not think I would actually fix it.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it might make it worse, and I was
no,
like,
no, you
oh,
did. You fixed it.
It works. Okay, this is cool. Boom. put a crash sound effect right there. Boom.
A scream in the distance.
I felt leg. All the air leave my body and it was just replaced with rage.
Yep. Yeah. This is not good for my rage.
This is not good for my rage.
Write in and let us know if you've ever made the same mistake twice. And if so, how costly was it?
Within 24 hours.
We'll keep you anonymous on the radio. Fess up. Yeah, within 24 hours, you've made the same mistake. So David doesn't
please,
feel like he's
yeah, please
alone
write
in this.
252-582. I'm not alone.
252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, John.
Hey, man. I'm having an awesome time doing the Clearview Today show with you.
Thanks, man. And I hope people are having an awesome time listening to it.
Well, listen, I think our listeners would actually be interested to know that Clearview Today is not the only podcast we produce.
Do go on.
Oh, well, go ahead and stop what you're doing right now. Mosey on over to your podcast app and subscribe to Sermons by Abaddon Shah, PhD.
As many of you know, Dr. Shah is our lead pastor here at Clearview Church. And every single week, he preaches expository messages that challenge and inspire us to live godly lives. One of our core values at Clearview Church is that we're a Bible-believing church, which means that every single sermon is coming directly from the text.
And it's great because whether you're driving, cleaning the house, working out, whatever you're doing, you're listening and receiving timeless biblical truths.
And God works through every sermon differently, which means you're always going to get something new. Sometimes it'll be conviction, sometimes it'll be encouragement.
That's right, and you guys can check out Sermons by Abaddon Shah, PhD, on the Apple Podcast app. You can find it on our website as well. That's clearviewbc.org. You can even read the transcripts of every message on Dr. Shah's website. That's abaddonshah.com.
Love it. John, you ready to hop back in?
Let's do it.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abaddon Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. And we're here once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, we've got great show today, but before we get into it, we got to bring up some bad memories, man. Some real bad memories.
Okay.
So you were born and raised in Bhusawal, right, India?
Yeah.
A train junction for people who may not know.
Yes.
You grew up seeing trains.
Yes.
All your life.
All my life. Hearing them all hours of the night. That was comforting to me.
Right.
The train whistle was comforting.
Well,
life is going on.
I'm glad.
Hypothetically.
Because we need some comfort here today. Hypothetically, if there were a train in our parking lot and it were to, let's say, crash.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Right.
I know where this is going.
But let's say we fix it. Let's say we get the train fixed,
sure,
and within a half hour of fixing it, maybe 20 minutes, it were to crash again.
Because of exactly the same error.
The exact same goof up.
Yeah.
Like, do you think, is that, like, how much comfort? How much comfort does that
bring? We're talking about one of the smartest guys I've ever met in my life. But if somebody is known for goofing the same thing again.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same person.
It's the same exact person. They may or may not be in this room.
They may or may not be in this room.
The jury's out on that. But I thought I was pretty bad about like making the same mistake. But at least when I do it, it's like months at a time. It's like, oh, golly.
Oh, man, I can't believe I forgot that.
You know
what?
This is just like that time way back when. I should have known better than this. But it's never like,
this is just
I'm
like
going to make this mistake.
Less than 24 hours
ago.
Yeah,
and then the same day be like, or the next day just be like, I think I'll try it again.
Remind us what the mistake was.
The mistake was not hitching the train
properly. Yeah.
And so when the person drove it.
Because physics is the thing.
Yeah, it came unhitched. So they slammed on brakes and then the train hit.
Yeah, and it damaged a brand new train.
That we didn't own.
Yeah, we didn't own that.
We
and the guy, this is in the middle of the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
Guy's doing us a favor. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, this is great, man. I mean, the world is going, you know, bonkers.
Yeah.
We have a train running to our parking lot. This is great.
And people respond to it too. People are like, oh yeah, let's go take our kids up to Cleveland Church and ride the
they're
train.
Like love having it. A great time.
Boom! You live and learn. Sometimes you don't. I don't ask a whole lot of questions about it. I just kind of.
You live and learn. Sometimes you don't live. It's
sometimes
okay.
You don't.
Sometimes you don't learn.
Yeah. Sometimes you turn to the Word of God because that will help you live
very
and learn
nice
very
segue,
nice.
Every day of your life.
Very nice segue.
Speaking of that, the verse of the day comes today from Romans chapter 10, verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Mm.
That's what it takes, man.
That's it.
That's
but they didn't put, you got to be baptized in there. They didn't, they didn't put anything about what's some of the other silly stuff that they say?
Yeah, like, Lord's Supper, good works. I mean, I got to go to church so many times.
Or getting all the wording right
for
salvation. Yeah. Some people emphasize that. It's like, now, did you say the Lord part in there?
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who do that.
Yeah.
It's like, do you know that confession is like a generic statement? Confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was an algebraic formula.
So, I thought I have to follow the script and say, "The Lord, Jesus, you are the Lord. I confess you today."
Yeah, no, can you imagine Gavin saying that?
No, not at all.
Do you confess?
I confess
that Jesus is Lord.
This is your last warning. Do you confess?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth.
What we're trying to say here is, you may not get the wording right. It's the heart that matters.
Right. Mm.
You know, when your children are asking Jesus to come into the heart, I know people make a big deal out of it. It's like, you got to get it right. Did you get it right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I have parents sometimes saying, you know, I'm not sure if my child understands what baptism is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand
Do you
understand what baptism is all about?
Because guarantee you can't imagine how many times we've been doing like testimonial videos and stuff like that with adults or they're like adults, fully formed adults who have been saved all their life, want to get rebaptized, and they're like, I just want my sins to be cleansed by this holy water.
No. Let's try that again.
Let's pause.
I can get my angel wings when I go to heaven.
What? What? You said what?
That's not what it's for.
Ding ding ding.
Or the typical one, which is because we're being obedient, this is the first step in discipleship.
Mm.
And I'm like, absolutely is the first step in discipleship, but what does that mean?
Right.
I don't know. Well, baptism had different meanings throughout history for the people of Israel, for the Jewish people, but then Jesus gave it a whole new meaning, mm-hmm. which is go into all the world, make disciples as part of discipleship. But then Paul comes and explains to us, this is my identification with Christ, my death, burial, and resurrection with Jesus Christ, my oneness. Mm-hmm. So, and even there, people have argued, is that really what baptism represented to the first century church? And we have to say, based on Romans 6, yes, that's what it mm-hmm. means. So all that to say this, if even if you don't get all the wordings right and exactly laid out like a formula, it really comes down to, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and King?
That's mm-hmm. right. That's right.
And that's what we're talking about here.
100%. Yeah. You know, it's funny that we mentioned that, especially with Romans 10:9 and how simple it is, because we were down at the beach earlier this month or maybe last month. And Gavin, we were going to the aquarium or something. And Gavin was like, he just asked, he was like, does Jesus live in my heart? And I was like, if you want him to, buddy. Yeah. He was like, does he live in everybody's heart? We were like, no, you have to ask him and you have to want him to be there. He's like, I want him to live in my heart. I'm like, then he will. And he's like, yeah, I like that. I like that Jesus lives in my heart. And so then, but it just always, you, even with me, like me and my wife have been saved for many, many years, but that wanting of assurance, mm-hmm. that checklist, that certificate creeps in. Cause we were like, okay, what does this mean? Like, what is he saved or is he not? I don't know. So I was like, well, I think he can
always do the prayer because that's the prayer is important, because if you confess means talking. Mm-hmm. So confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And mm-hmm. you have to confess that. And who are you confessing it? Mm-hmm. Of course, you're confessing it to each other. That's right. That there's a place for that too. But you're also confessing it to God himself and saying, God, you are my King. Mm-hmm. You are my Lord. I'm following you. I'm obedient to you. And Jesus is my Savior. He is your Son who died on the cross for my sins, was buried, but rose again.
That's right. Yeah, amen.
So important for us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Clearview Current, where we cut through the chaos of today's headlines with a clear Christian perspective. We're here to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world, big or small.
Dr. Shah, a lot of people have been talking about what's going on in the Middle East, and a lot of it has been just bad news after bad news after bad news, things looking very dire for Israel. But these past couple weeks, Israel has gone on the offensive, first with a strike against mm-hmm. Yemen and then a follow-up strike against Lebanon. And people are talking about it. There's things all over Instagram. There's things all over YouTube where now the Israeli Air Force is conducting strikes mm-hmm. against its enemies. It's fighting back,
right?
Which is refreshing to see.
Yeah, this is October the 4th. Mm-hmm. And just imagine a year ago, mm-hmm. October 4th seemed like just an ordinary day right. in mm-hmm. Israel. And then all of a sudden, 3 days later, Hamas terrorists came into Israel and they kidnapped, raped, mm-hmm. killed men, women, and children.
Yeah.
And, took our world mm-hmm. To a place of just sadness and hurt and hate. It's been horrific in just amount of 1 year.
Yeah.
So much evil has come out.
Yeah. It's hard to believe it's been a year.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that.
It's weird how time works, because in some ways it feels like it's been going on for a long time, but other ways it feels like it was not that long ago. But I mean, these people, the people in Israel have had to live in this state for a year.
Yeah. That's right.
A year this has been going on.
And like you said, I think we mentioned this on a couple of days ago when we were talking about the hurricane and the flood relief, but these are friends of ours. You know, this isn't just like faceless people mm-hmm. who live on the other side of the world. These are people that we know and that we've grown to love over the years, who are actually living in Israel right now.
That's right. That's right. And it's been very sad to watch, but it's been sadder to watch the responses of people. I had people come to me and say things just like, you know, I mean, Israel, the things they do and the policies. And I'm like, what policy are we talking about? Mm-hmm. I was reading the other day. I was like, what were you reading?
Yeah.
Where were you reading this?
Right.
Right.
And are you sure that what you were reading was really the truth?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's why I'm asking you. I'm like, okay, well, let's restart that conversation to know what really happened here.
Yeah.
Okay. And then either you can read the bias, you can read this biased media or these outlets that are very, very anti-Semitic. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the core of their situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you're coming with from that anti-Semitism, then of course what you're saying about Israel or the Jewish people is going to be very, very slanted. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it has been for the past year.
Yeah.
Look at the university campuses. Mm-hmm. So sad.
It's very sad.
You know, the anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic hate, it's like, wait a minute, what happened on October 7th? Mm-hmm. Oh, this is resistance? No.
Yeah.
Terrorism is not resistance.
Right. Yeah. It's not as widespread, but it's just very loud and it's very front and center. Everybody's attention is
in your face.
Yeah. In your face.
I think that brings up a great point because there's so many sources of information that people can turn to now. Whereas before we had a news station or maybe several opportunities to get news, whether it's from newspaper or whatever. But there are so many sources of information and many of them are just misinformation.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like some of that may be intentional too, because I get confused. Like we stay up on it pretty regularly. We share these articles with each other. We share these Instagram posts like this one right here that we're about to watch. But that's the thing, is it's even me. I can barely keep up with what's going on because I was like, OK, this is an Israel Hamas war. But now Hezbollah is in it. And now they're attacking Yemen. And now they're attacking Lebanon. And there's Houthi terrorists and there's Hezbollah terrorists and there's Hamas. And so I guess all of this is, I don't know if it's information overload set to confuse or if the situation is really that complicated.
Well, these things have been going on for a long time. The Houthi terrorists are nothing new. I mean, they've been doing this for a while, supported by Iran.
Right.
But they were using Yemen to be like a launching pad against Israel. Mm-hmm. All right. So also Lebanon, Iran is behind this. Make no mistake. Iran is very much behind this. So they're using Lebanon and Yemen as proxies for their war against Israel.
So when Israel attacked, if you want to play this Instagram clip, they're attacking these power stations and these ports that are getting all these weapons and oil from Iran. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, this is retaliatory. This happened a day after the Houthi terrorists launched a missile at Israel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a Middle East correspondent, I mean, he's really a news analyst. He understands Middle East policy. Mm-hmm. He understands Islamic radicalism. He is, in my opinion, one of the best guys to listen to. Amjad Taha. Okay. Amjad Taha came out about a week ago and he made a statement that I came across on Sky News, and I think a lot of people saw it, and they heard about Amjad Taha for the very first time. But he's been around. He's written a book on the Arab Spring years ago. Great, great work. And I'm going to read some things about what he said about this situation about 3 years ago.
Okay.
He said something about what's happening now.
Wow.
But listen to what this lady, she's reading what Amjad Taha said about because of Hamas, because of Hezbollah, and behind both of them, Iran, what is happening to the Arab peoples and what's going to happen to them? This is powerful.
Okay.
I'm talking about everyday Arab people.
Right.
They're going to pay the price for these terrorist elements coming from Iran, but here it is.
A political strategist from the United Arab Emirates, Amjad Taha, put it like this, and I genuinely don't think it's possible to improve on. I want to bring it to you now. He says, you dare to strike at a smart and courageous nation on October 7th, committing genocide, kidnapping their children and violating their women. You thought they would fall, but they rose again, returning after 11 months to correct what had only momentarily slipped their intelligence. Now they will send you back 1,000 years to a time without technology, where a ringtone feels like a death knell and a beep is a nightmare. You will be haunted by your own shadow too, afraid to use any technology, cut off from the advanced world. And they will defeat you, not with bullets or tanks, but through the unbreakable will of brave, intelligent people. Over a simple cup of coffee, with one decisive click, they will seal your fate and the fate of anyone who dares harm their children. This is a nation the world respects. Hezbollah's pager attacks and today's V-82 strikes are not merely military victories. They represent a triumph for the Middle East over radicalism. A victory not only for Israel, but for all who stand against terror. Look it up. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, nobody knows what will happen next in the Middle East.
Wow. So there you have. What a powerful statement he made.
Yeah.
United Arab Emirates. You know, I've been there, by the way. This was my mistake. I went there because there was a I was going home to visit family in 1991 and had a stop in Abu Dhabi. And so I had headphones on. I think I talked about that on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed the announcement. I had headphones, you know, listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed the announcement that the flight had been delayed, the connecting flight, and the airline was going to put us in a hotel.
What year was this?
1991.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't hear it. So I come out, I'm like listening to music, you know, teenager, you know, 17, 18 years old. And I'm like, nobody's here. And of course, I went to the desk and the guy's like, yeah, you didn't hear? They told you there was a shuttle waiting for you. I'm like, no. They're like, I'll take you. So he took me to the hotel. Anyways, long story short, beautiful country.
Right.
But he's from there. What a powerful statement he made about what's happening in the Middle East right now.
Yeah.
Do you see? So I like what she said, because this is a fight against radicalism. This is a triumph over radicalism. Do you see radical elements coming into America now?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, yes,
do
yes.
Do you think genuinely it can get to that point if it's left unchecked, that America can get to that point of radicalism?
It's already there.
Really?
It's already there.
Wow.
I believe leaving the borders indiscriminately open for the past 4 years,
yeah,
it's already there.
Hmm.
It's a matter of time. And I don't want to scare people. I don't want to, you know, make people feel hopeless about the future. I'm just saying vote biblical values.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
You need to understand what is on the line. I mean, it is no stretch to say that the fate of our country is at stake.
So you start getting a little older and you begin to see things change. And of course, right now in America, it's not just a little trickle. I mean, it's coming like a flood and has been for the past, I would say, almost 2 decades. It's been coming.
Yeah.
But talking about this Amjad Taha, this political strategist from United Arab Emirates, he wrote an article back in 2021 titled, "Biden Needs to Understand the World Has Changed."
I might agree. I think I agree with you, Mr. Taha. Yeah.
And it's subtitled, "Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates share great concerns over Iran's regional and military aspirations. Will the American president listen?" This is 2021.
That's a long title, but man, it sure does get to the heart of the issue.
Yeah, he's on target for sure. Wow.
And then he says this, if I can read a few lines here.
Please.
"Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates have stressed the concern they share over Iran's nuclear program, ballistic missiles, and its activities across the Middle East. And the joint regional position on these issues will likely be used to exert greater influence on the United States. However, the question remains, how much of that will President Joe Biden heed? Will the Palestinian Authority call its first general election since 2006, and Biden's indication of his desire to rejoin the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action? This will mean that negotiations will take place as Iran most likely asks the Hamas terrorist group controlling the Gaza Strip to hijack the election."
Hmm.
I mean, this guy is like a prophet here.
Yeah.
He's saying these things are going to, and guess what? Those things happen. Meaning chances of them taking over PLO will be very high.
Mm-hmm.
They did it.
Yeah.
Right? And then he goes on to say, this is very good. "The Biden administration should understand that the situation is no longer the same as it was during Obama's presidency.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump may have a negative reputation, but he has succeeded in changing the perception of power in the Middle East, and with it, the impact Iran has within it."
Mm.
That's true.
So President Trump, you know, he changed the balance there, or maybe he brought more balance to keep Iran at bay, but now that's out.
Well, that's a great point, because it's not nationalism, and it's not bias, it's not confirmation bias. It's a fact that other countries don't do this when America holds the chips.
Mm-hmm.
When America is strong and is in power, this kind of thing happens a lot less.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting that he said all those things 3 years ago, and we don't bring them up to say, wow, look how smart this guy is. It's when you have people and you're listening to people who are predicting now what's going to happen 3 years from now. It's crazy, because like we just say, probably not.
This is 2021.
Okay. Yeah.
Now listen to what Amjad Taha says in the same article. "What needs to be made clear to Biden is that the Arab world understands that not much separates the Iranian regime from the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that Iran is in the Middle East.
Mm, wow.
That's a great point.
Guess what happened on October 7th?
It was genocide when I talked of the Jewish people.
Yeah, when I talked to my friend in Israel, he said, look, the Nazis were bad. This is worse. This has been done quickly and very, very hatefully. I mean, this was not just like, okay, we're going to exterminate these many people. This was done with such hate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't think this compares. I mean, I don't think the Holocaust compares to what just happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, a lot more people, but this is done with some extreme hatefulness.
Yeah,
that's insane.
So, I don't know. This guy is worth reading.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. And it's episodes like this that help us think rightly about the world, the larger picture of what's going on and our place in it and the difference that we can make. Like we said, go out and vote. Vote biblical values to make that change in our country. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Scroll to the bottom, click that donate button, and let us know it's coming from our Clearview Today Show family. John, you got anything you want to plug?
Absolutely. Our debut album, Heaven Here and Now, drops in just a couple of days, October the 13th. Make sure you pick up your copy on Amazon and on iTunes and on Spotify and Rhapsody and all the others. What's this?
SiriusXM?
Kazaa. Yeah, you can torrent it if you want. I don't care. I just want you to listen to it. Also, make sure you buy Dr. Shaw and Nicole's book, 30 Days of Praying for America. Very, very important to stay informed on what's happening in the world and vote biblical values.
That's right. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. Lots of great content coming your way. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.